Lockie Stevens doesn't care about that. He's got his eyes firmly on riding the ship of the Cricket Victoria. He's just a little bit wayward at the start of the Sheffield Shield season, but he's taken over the reins because Andrew McDonald has been given the job as the senior assistant in the Australian cricket team, and I'm sure he's very excited about that. He joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Lockie.
Morning, guys. I'm always interested in what he speaks.
Do you need a chairman of selectors? He's keen for that role too. He's keen for all those roles.
No, I've earmarked the role because, Lockie, with you stepping up, there is an assistant coaching
role. Of course.
That has become vacant. Where do I put in my resume?
Well, I'm sure there'll be something on Seek in the near future. The Australian selectors role was on Seek.
That's true. Setting a trend. That is true. Can't be too far away. Hey, how are you feeling about all this, Lockie? And how much did you know about Macca's application or discussions about his role with Cricket Australia in the last little while?
I knew Ronnie was sort of had been spoken to over a period of time. I'm not sure of the detail around it, and I'm not sure who else I was speaking to. But you know, Ronnie obviously had impressed a lot of people over the last few years, and was hot property in the cricketing world. He's obviously got work in India as well as England, as well as the Australian team. So we knew he was a person of interest. So we knew it might happen at some stage. We just weren't sure when.
Lockie, you've been involved, obviously, in the Victorian setup now for a long time. But the obvious question is, do you come in and try to change anything now? The season's been obviously going for a period of time now through the one days and a couple of Shield games. Do you try to change anything?
Oh, I don't think too much changes. You know, a lot of the preparation happens in pre-season like anything else. And in cricket, in state cricket land in particular, you've got players all over the world on top of that. So you've got guys up in the international side. You've got guys down below working with the state squad, and then you've got club people who are a chance to come into the squad during the season. So there's a lot of moving parts to that any year it happens. So there won't be a lot of change in terms of how we proceed from here.
And I think that's the one thing that I want to talk about, Lockie, above all else, is that your philosophies, your cricket philosophies, are so similar to Andrew's that it just seems a logical thing that you would take over, particularly through this period.
Yeah, we're sort of different people in terms of of how we sort of go about things work-wise. But you're dead right. In terms of philosophy, we're very similar, and it was a good working relationship he was fantastic to have as a boss. So yeah, there won't be a lot of change in terms of how the team prepares and how the team goes into games or anything like that. I'm certainly just hoping that they'll keep working the way they want to work the players. You know, they're quite an autonomous bunch, and we'll continue to give them that sort of scope over their own games and how they play the way they want to play.
So it's a fairly unique situation in that Andrew's not going to another state to coach, or in an AFL situation, not to another club to coach. So would you still use him as a resource through this year, or are you pretty keen to say, no, look, Andrew's gone, I've kind of got to do it my way?
Oh, I think in cricket, he'll still be a sounding board for players, and he'll still be a sounding board for coaches as well, and probably staff. I mean, he's such a cricket person, and he's sort of 24/7 in the game. So there's no question that he'll still be spoken to, and I'll still be speaking to him. So that's a big bonus for us. You know, in terms of the playing group, they're a resilient bunch. They have been for a long time. I've known them for sort of nearly 5 years now, and they'll move on with the game, and they'll keep competing the way they do there.
Look, is this what you always wanted to do? You've coached now for a long period of time, but did you always see yourself being the coach of a state at some stage in your career?
That's a good question. Head coaching, it's a very different beast. I tried it once a long time ago, and as a result, I had a new admiration for people who do it for a long period of time. I'm certainly really happy to be looking after the team and the squad for the rest of the season. Where it goes from there, that'll be up to Sean Graff and Andrew Ingleton and others to make a decision on where they'd like to see the coaching staff go. So whilst I'm very happy to do it, I'm also just very happy to be a part of the coaching staff here at Cricket Victoria as a general rule.
You've got a pretty good leadership group floating around, all really experienced players, and you've got good relationships, obviously, with those guys as well. Will you lean on them pretty heavily through this phase to work together to get things back on track?
Yeah, that's a natural part of the game. Your players are everything. There's just so little a coach can do once the game starts, in my opinion. All we're trying to do is prepare the players as best we can to play. So, you know, as you mentioned, we haven't started exactly the way we would have liked to, but that's the game as well. It's not like we've played awful cricket. We had a draw here. Junction Oval. Shaun Marsh played really well in Perth with 200 that gave Western Australia a win over there. And then Tasmania's bowls were fantastic the other day down in Belrive. So in amongst that, we've played some good cricket. So we'll just keep trusting the players. We'll keep trusting the senior group. And we'll also put our faith in younger players as they come into the side.
You've got the games of the MCG coming up. Most of the seasons to this point in time has been at the Junction Oval. You train there and the facilities there. Getting to the G, how different is it for the playing group? It's considering, as Whitey was talking about earlier this morning, that we've got a whole new wicket square basically put in by Matty Page at the MCG.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be the most interesting part, won't it? How the wickets are prepared and how they play. So we're used to, over the last few years, that being sort of maybe a gentle wicket is the best term I could use. So we've had to sort of try and conjure results through different means, through some clever captaincy and through some really, really effective bowling. But we're hopeful that it's more of a sporting wicket this time around. So that'll be a challenge. Look, every game of cricket you face is a new challenge. There's always a new type of wicket and an opposition and things that go on within that. So, you know, we'll just see what the wicket presents us and we'll do our best to adapt to those conditions. But we're looking forward to going back to the G and playing some cricket there.
So how often would Ronnie or you now speak to Matty Page and the curators at the G and the Junction as well about what's happening on the wicket and what understanding you have of the wicket before you get into match conditions?
Well, I haven't. I'll say hi to Pagey when I see him on Sunday if he's there. But I won't be talking to him necessarily too much about the wicket. It's such a, I don't know how you guys find it, but everyone seems to know what the wicket's going to do before the game. I'm not one of those people. I've never been a good assessor of wickets. Perhaps half an hour into play, I go, oh, okay, that's what it might be tending to do on this game. But the more people tend to assess wickets, the more I'm not sure if they know what they're talking about. So I'll just let Matty prepare the wicket that he wants and we'll play accordingly.
Lockie, we've kind of touched on it, but just with where the season is at the moment, it's still relatively early, but do you need to do something different? Do you need to sort of change things up a little bit because it has been a fairly flat start to the year, or does that kind of happen automatically with the fact that you're going into the next game without Harris, Bukowski and Maddison in your top six?
Yeah, exactly. There'll be changes just forced upon us due to selection and, you know, we're really happy for those three players and we hope that all three of them, you know, have good games against the Pakistan side and can hopefully, you know, vie for test spots. So that's really important for us as a group and for them as individuals and we're really proud of them. Finchie, obviously, up at the highest level, is doing a fantastic job. So those sort of changes come to state land for all squads at all times. So we face those challenges like everyone else. In terms of where the team goes, you know, they've been a very good side for a long period of time, but that's also changed. You know, we've lost some senior players in the last few years. We've lost the Bobby Kleine, we've lost the Dan Christian, we've lost the Cameron White. And new players get opportunities, and that's the evolution of the state game. It doesn't always pan out the way you'd like it to go, and you don't always have control over who you actually have in your final 11 due to selections up and injuries on top of that. So any time that there's a change, it's just a great opportunity for a new player. So if new players in our squad do start to get opportunities as a result of these things, then I think that's exciting more than anything else.
I must confess, I cannot wait for next week because we've got a situation at the MCG where we've got Khawaja, Labuschagne and Burns up against the likelihood of a Tremaine, Pattinson, Siddle-type contest with test spots up for grabs. I mean, it really does set up for the first MCG game of the summer for Victoria as a fascinating contest.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those batters that you just mentioned and the Queensland side in general has been playing some very good cricket. And those three batters are all chance for test selection. They're very, very good players. So we'll need our attack to be effective against them in order to keep us in the match, I would have thought. But it certainly sets up an exciting fixture.
Lockie, have you sensed an increased level of intensity from the playing cohort across the Sheffield Shield this campaign so far because there are spots up for grabs in the test team and you've got that three-game window before the first test is announced that guys are really keen to do their best and there's a level of play that we, or urgency perhaps, that we haven't quite had in previous summers?
I'm not sure if I've noticed an intensity change. I think, yeah, it's an interesting question. I think what people generally do is people are aware of the test spots that become available and the players always know who's there and thereabouts. That creates an interesting you know, an interesting level aside from the game itself. There's games within games and things like that, which is always interesting to watch. Obviously, we've got three guys who are a chance to have gone into the Australian A side to play. Obviously, Queensland may have a couple of their players who are hopeful of playing with them. So that creates another level for Shield games and creates another level for players, which is interesting to watch for sure.
I've just saddened myself.
Why is that?
Well, I've just realised that Burns and Khawaja aren't playing next week. They're playing the Australia A team. So I won't get to see Pattinson, Settle and Co. Tremaine face those bold of those guys. That's a bit disappointing.
It'll be okay.
It's love of Shane will still be there.
He'll survive, Waddy. I love this reassuring nature that Lockie's already given to our team, let alone what he's able to do with Cricket Victoria and the boys in the Victorian cricket team. Good luck to you, Lockie. It is a great opportunity for you. We're in very, very comfortable hands, I reckon, with you taking the reins after Macca's departure. We appreciate your time. Look forward to chatting to you soon.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Much